previously on Corporate Homie.
Bad assistance.
Even Corporate Homie needs an assistant.
Reset expectations.
Is it a switch that's needed, or do they really just need to be fired?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
be excellent and people will notice you.
Actively listen and be a problem solver.
You need to be getting to work early and staying late. No one cares as much about your career as you do.
To be great, you've got to win. Hey, homies.
Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo.
So this is going to be just a quick episode. We posted something on our Instagram and it blew up the DMs and comments, and people, I guess, felt some kind of way, as the young people say. The quote we put up was, "Be excellent and people will notice you." We had seen that posted a number of times on I guess business related places
that we follow. Yeah,
we just don't agree with that.
I would say it's only half true.
That's right. That's what I would say. Like, I just it stands for the proposition that if you do good work, good things will happen for you. And that is just not always true. That could be true. That may be true. It's just not always true.
I mean, if that were true, then, like, the best singers would be Beyonce. The best basketball player at your high school would be in the NBA. I mean, the best basketball player in your neighborhood would be in the NBA. It's just, there are a lot of factors that go into success. And working hard and doing good work is one of them. It's not the only one. And most of the other factors are intangible.
Right. And it presumes that, like, people are actually paying attention to you and your career. And they're not. And I mean, one of the things that I remember that Barry Spears said to me, who was, you know, very influential, when we talked about him on the Mentors episode when I was a very young associate, is he said to me, "No one cares as much about your career as you do." And so to me, that's the whole problem with this whole just be excellent and sit there and be excellent and wait for things to come your way.
Right. That's just not the way. I've not seen that work well for anyone.
Right. So I want to start with just saying this. First of all, yes, absolutely. Let's break the phrase down. One, yes, be excellent. Always be excellent. I think that there is an importance of having the discipline to, and desire, more importantly, to operate in excellence. And I think it is becoming a lost art to do so. People have a tendency now, especially we're at the end of the year, to start all of this, it's going to be new year, or next year is going to be my year. And I always say, it's not going to be your year if you don't do work. You're going to take your own self into anything that you're trying to do. And so excellence has to be a part of that. But I feel as though people do not operate in excellence, and they want good things to happen for them, and they want people to notice them, and they're not operating in excellence. And most of the time, that's because they don't have discipline. And to me, excellence and discipline go together. So I want to break that down and say, yes, if you want people to notice you, you have to be excellent, but you can't just assume because you're excellent, people will notice you.
Right, right. And we talked a little bit about that before, but, you know, today's episode is more or less discussing you are excellent, and what in addition can you do to get people to notice you because you are excellent.
We are starting with the premise of the episode that the green fee is that you are excellent. So we want to assume that you are excellent and disciplined and operating in excellence. Now, let's talk about, you know, no, people will not just notice you because you out here being
so
great.
I would say one of the ways you have to do that, and we've talked about this a little bit before, is you have to raise your profile. And the way that you raise your profile is you have to go above and beyond the basics that are required of your job. You know, we talk a lot about being a rock star homie, and that means that you're going to have to extend yourself a little bit. And for particularly for our introverted homies, you may have to do some more social things that feel more social to you at work. And no, they're not required, but they are helpful as you're trying to move up the food chain, be in the conversation for promotions, you know, things of that nature. So I'm going to say you have to learn to extend yourself, getting involved in whatever nonprofits that the organization sponsors, going to the cancer walk, helping raise money in your department for United Way, going to the social happy hours that they put together, the holiday things, the Halloween parties, and wearing a costume. Like, you're going to have to extend yourself a little bit in order to raise your profile.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, not, you know, because I feel like we hear this from the homies all the time. You know, I'm getting to work on time, and people don't pay any attention to that. And it's like, you know, if you want people to pay attention, you need to be getting to work early and staying late. If you're only doing, and that's what I mean, like, that's not excellence. If you are doing what is required of you, that's your job. That's not excellence. That's what I would dare say, average, right? That's just not excellence. And so, no, people are not going to notice that. So my next thing about that is you will also have to learn to be an advocate for yourself. So you will actually have to learn how to promote yourself. We've talked about this in prior episodes. We've actually done a number of speeches about this. You know, one of my favorite books is the Peggy Kloss, you know, Bragging It Up, How to Toot Your Own Horn Without Blowing It. You know, you have to learn how to self-promote without really people realizing that you are self-promoting. But there is, you know, an agenda that you must have for yourself to let people know the things that you're doing or projects that you're running or accomplishments that you're having, you know, without coming off.
I love that. We've talked about that before, and that is all in line with, you know, being the president, CEO, whatever your name is, enterprises, having the most interest in your career. My next tip is actively listen and be a problem solver. You will always be noticed. You will always be in a conversation about bigger things when you're seen as someone, not that points the problem out, but has a solution for the problem. So it's not enough just to say, this project is all jacked up. You can say that, and here are some ideas that I have about getting it back on track.
Right, because the person who points out the problems is not even deemed as an issue spotter. They're just deemed... To me, they're just deemed
right.
as
negative
a criticizer.
Nelly. Negative
That's
Neil.
How people remember them. Negative. Right. A criticizer. They
hater
people
Holly.
Don't remember them as someone hater Holly. Holly the hater. Right. They don't remember you as that. So you have to remember, right, to have solutions if you are coming up with problems.
Or if you see a problem, don't be afraid to offer an idea, and you have an idea. You know, when I worked at BB&T, they used to do this great thing. Everybody in every employee was charged to come up, and it was in your review. It was actually in your performance plan to come up with an idea to make the entire bank better. And from that idea, we came up with the vacation day bank. Somebody had heard that another organization did that where you could bank your vacation. And then, like, if somebody got gravely ill, you could give it to someone, or somebody, you know, had a baby or what have you, want to give them some of your days. And the vacation bank was created from that. But they basically were charging everybody to think bigger about how to make be a problem solver for the organization instead of just pointing out what's wrong.
Oh, I like that, which means that you don't, that kind of is a reminder that they don't all have to be original ideas. You could have heard something from somewhere else, you know, precedent, if you will, from some other organization, some idea that's worked in another organization. And the fact that you are not, that you're confident enough to share it, not afraid to share it, you know, to help out, you know, your organization mm-hmm. is super helpful.
Yeah, I love that. My next tip, and I feel like I'm always saying this, but it's just true. politics and soft skills are just as important as doing quality work. All managers are not created equal. Their influence and power within the organization is not created equal. I just don't know how you get to be successful if you haven't figured out where the power base is, because you don't know where to go get the energy from. You don't know what energy to stay away from.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about this in many episodes, and I feel like that, you know, phrase is just sort of the genesis of Corporate Homie, or the foundation of Corporate Homie in and of itself is, you know, there is just more to life than being excellent, and that there are these unwritten rules and there are hidden agendas and politics that are going to influence, you know, how you get noticed. And that's what we're talking about, right? The getting noticed part, not just that you are excellent, but that actually, how do you get people to notice your excellence, want to promote you, want to give you an opportunity, want to give you more responsibility. All of that has to come from a place of they have decided that you're someone worthy of that. And how?
And
do
I've
you,
seen
how do you do that?
On more than one occasion, I can give a couple of examples of people who were incredibly excellent at the quantitative part of their job, whatever their job was, whether it was managing money, putting up new, you know, booking new loans, bringing in new business, but they were horrible at the politics. They were horrible at the soft skills, and they never got promoted. And people would say things like, you know, Tamika is really good at her job, but, you know, she doesn't play well with others. You know, Marcus is great,
right,
except for he doesn't know how to talk to the assistants. Right? So it will hurt you.
Right. Yeah, I always say, you know, my next tip is that meetings matter. And so everyone hates meetings. No one wants to go to meetings. But meetings are always a great place to get noticed. You know, whenever you go to a meeting, you should be aware of, one, what the agenda is for the meeting, and then what your own personal agenda is to get something accomplished in the meeting. You shouldn't be talking. I would say you want to talk in meetings for sure, but you want to be talking and adding value, not the person who's talking, because everyone knows that person too, who you think, oh, they decided that they should have something to say in each meeting, and they say something, whether what they say actually is helpful or not. Another thing I say in connection with meetings is be on time for meetings. You can't get noticed for the next opportunity, the next thing, and you're always the person who walks in, you know, and people are saying, oh, great, you know, Demetria, we're just getting started. You're always late. You're always late. And by meetings, I don't just mean the physical meetings. I mean your conference calls as well. You've got to actually be engaged. You can't be the person who's always saying, I'm sorry, John, my phone was on mute. Can you repeat that? Because everybody knows that's just code for you're not paying attention.
So,
you were zoned out.
I was watching, I don't know, some show the other day. I can't remember what it was. It might have been one of the reality shows. I don't remember. But they were all supposed to be meeting. And one of the ladies showed up late, and she was significantly late, like about 30 minutes late. And when she got there, they gave her a hard time about being late. And they said, so you're not going to even speak on being late? You're not going to apologize about being late? And she says, three children and a dog. And I thought, everybody on this show has children. Everybody on this show has, you know, things that's not some kind of get out of jail free card for showing up 25 minutes late. Three children and a dog, y'all. No. Because I can promise you, everybody has something
right
in their lives that could keep them from being everywhere on time, regardless of what that is. And as our dad used to say, being late means
right
you think that your time is more important than everybody else's.
Right. So, you know, my last thing is, for if you want to get noticed, you have got to be thinking about what are the traits and attributes that you have that line up with the organization's, you know, goals and values, because that's how you get noticed. Every time you can take your traits and line them directly up with the organization's goals and values, you're going to get noticed. And so it's not just that, you know, oh, Demetria writes a mean brief. It's, you know, and she won the case, and she saved us money, and she does that. So, because there are lots of people, like you say, who are great brief writers who will not be able to, you know, be a partner in a law firm. It's just, that's why I say being excellent is just not enough. You've got to figure out how to take your traits and line them up so that they are parallel with right. what the organization is trying
You know, in
to
sports,
do.
We call that like the people who are great that never won a championship. You know, the Dan Marinos and Charles Barkley and John Stockton and Karl Malone's of the world. And the reason why we talk about them is because the reason why we don't just call them great is because they never won. So it wasn't enough just to be good. To be great, you've got to win. So like you said, you've got to win the cases. You've got to, you can't just do great work. You've got to do great work that translates into wins. You have to do great work that brings in revenue. You have to do great work that that helps you win awards if you're an architect. You've got to do great work that translates into whatever winning is in your industry. Because then you will never be noticed. Because no one notices right. people who don't win. So in conclusion, right. we just wanted to reiterate, you have to do great work. You have to do work, great work consistently. But you got to do a little other intangible things to get noticed and to stand out. So we just wanted to kind of have like a little corporate homie quickie discussion about this.
And I want to say too, and I guess end with this. We understand that it's sort of inherently unfair that it's this way, right? We're not saying that it right that like it should be, right? That you do great work and people just you do as you voila. Always say you do great work and then good things happen for you. Right, voila. Someone comes to promote you. They're like, "Hi, Bimitra, I saw you working very hard and putting out great work product. I'm here to promote you." But that just doesn't tend to be our realities, and that doesn't tend to be because like I said, it presumes that someone's paying attention to you and that someone desires to promote you and that somebody is looking out for your career in ways yeah. that probably just are not true.
Right.
And on that happy note.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have any other show topics that you'd like to share with us, we want to hear from you. We love hearing from you. You can email us at questions@corporatehomie.com. We are starting to take speaking engagements for 2019. So feel free if you want us to come to your company or to your university or to your organization, you know, then email us at info@corporatehomie.com. And that's homie, H-O-M-I-E.
Right. You can stay social with us on all the platforms. We have, you know, we're on all the platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
All of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.